With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A state funeral for former President Carter is planned for Thursday, January 9th. Mr. Carter, who died yesterday in Plains, Georgia, was 100 years old. He's being lauded for his humanitarian work, including many years working with Habitat for Humanity. And he's being remembered for his strong Christian faith as well. Jimmy Carter was a little-known Georgia governor when he ran for president back in 1976.
As a governor and former peanut farmer, Carter began his White House bid as an underdog. He was an outspoken Baptist and connected with many Americans because of his promise not to lie following President Nixon's Watergate scandal. In 1976, he defeated then-President Ford and went on to serve a single term before losing to Ronald Reagan. While Carter's presidency was marked by double-digit inflation and a lengthy hostage crisis in Iran, many people were inspired by his post-presidential life, which included volunteer work and years of teaching Sunday school. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the storms and tornadoes that raked the Deep South over the weekend blamed for at least four deaths. One of those fatalities in North Carolina, where the state highway patrol says a 70-year-old victim was simply in the wrong place at the wrong time.
He's driving about 40 miles an hour down the roadway, and all of a sudden that tree falls, and it falls direct. I don't even think he saw it coming, and I'm almost 100% sure he died instantly.
A federal appeals court panel has rejected President-elect Trump's bid for a new trial on sexual abuse allegations. A jury had ordered Mr. Trump to pay $5 million to the plaintiff in the case. Mr. Trump has denied any wrongdoing and has claimed there were errors in the trial. South Korea mourning the loss of 179 people killed in that weekend plane crash. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow down 616 points. This is SRN News. Canada sends gender advisors to Ukraine.
And to Poland and to Haiti and everywhere the Canadian military is serving. A new government report states that in Poland, for example, quote, a task force gender advisor was involved in all aspects of this training mission and supported the local defense attaché in connecting with local and Ukrainian-based non-governmental organizations and interested parties. Critics say taxpayers shouldn't foot the bill for Canada to export the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Violence against Christians in India is on the rise. The United Christian Forum is urging the government of Prime Minister Modi to launch a formal investigation of a problem that has spanned decades. According to UCF data, attacks on Christians numbered about 130 in 2014. This year, there were almost 750, and the agency says that many more probably went unreported. This is SRN News. One of the top events in the world of chess has been rocked by a controversy over apparel, of all things.
The International Chess Federation says top-ranked player Magnus Carlsen has left the World Chess Championships in New York after refusing to change out of the jeans that he wore. Federation says regulations include a dress code barring participants from wearing jeans. The Norwegian chess grandmaster did accept a $200 fine, but he refused to change his pants and quickly left New York. An official says the dress code is designed to ensure fairness for all participants. Jason Walker reporting.
A moment of silence was held last night for former President Carter before the Atlanta Falcons game at the Washington Commanders. Falcons owner Arthur Blank calls Mr. Carter an inspirational global humanitarian. More details at SRNNews.com.